Bailey remembered Liebig's reference to Glodaya's art. He nodded.
I'd like to see some.
Follow me, then.
Bailey maintained a careful 6-foot distance between them. At that, it was less than a third the distance Clarissa had demanded. They entered a room that burst with light. It glowed in every corner and every color. Glodaya looked pleased, proprietary. She looked up at Bailey, eyes anticipating. Bailey's response must have been what she expected, though he said nothing. He turned slowly, trying to make out what he saw, for it was light only, no material object at all. The gobbets of light sat on embracing pedestals. They were living geometry, lines and curves of color, entwined into a coalescing whole yet maintaining distinct identities. No two specimens were even remotely alike. Bailey groped for appropriate words and said,
"Is it supposed to mean anything?"
Glodaya laughed in her pleasant contralto.
"It means whatever you like it to mean. They're just light forms that might make you feel angry or happy or curious or whatever I felt when I constructed one. I could make one for you, a kind of portrait. It might not be very good, though, because I would just be improvising quickly."
"Would you? I would be very interested."
"All right,"
she said, and half ran to a light figure in one corner, passing within inches of him as she did so. She did not seem to notice. She touched something on the pedestal of the light figure, and the glory above died without a flicker. Bailey gasped and said,
"Oh, don't do that.
It's all right. I was tired of it anyway. I'll just fade the others temporarily so they don't distract me."
She opened a panel along one featureless wall and moved a rheostat. The colors faded to something scarcely visible. Bailey said,
"Don't you have a robot to do this, closing contacts?"
"Shush now," she said impatiently. "I don't keep robots in here. This is me."
She looked at him, frowning.
"I don't know you well enough. That's the trouble."
She wasn't looking at the pedestal, but her fingers rested lightly on its smooth upper surface. All 10 fingers were curved, tense, waiting. One finger moved, describing a half curve over smoothness. A bar of deep yellow light grew and slanted obliquely across the air above. The finger inched backward a fraction, and the light grew slightly less deep in shade. She looked at it momentarily.